WLP traffic.
Now here's our forecast. 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
A mix of sun and clouds for the remainder of the afternoon. Very mild temperatures considering the time of year. Mid-70s to lower 80s. Clouds will increase this evening and into the overnight. We're in the 40s to lower 50s by early tomorrow morning. 65 to 70 on your Friday with scattered showers. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now we're checking in at 77 in the nation's capital.
At 3:59.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
I'm Ann Kramer. Coming up,
why a student's writings have led to his arrest and security being upped at some area schools. I'm Mike Murillo.
A school bus crashes into a Virginia DMV building, sending two kids to the hospital. I'm Nick Ainelli.
How the Key Bridge collapse is affecting even busier roads to and from the Northeast. I'm John Doman.
Two jurors have been dismissed today from former President Trump's hush money trial in New York.
How the Caitlin Clark effect has now hit Washington. The Mystics are making a change.
Well, the Commanders GM reveals his plan for the number 2 overall pick.
Before the close on Wall Street, the Dow's up 22. NASDAQ is down 52.
WTOP at 4 o'clock.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks. Jury selection just got a little harder in former President Trump's hush money trial now that two jurors have been dismissed. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
We had a juror who was dismissed because they felt intimidated because some of their personal information had been made public. That is a bigger concern here as well because there is so much social media about this case and people have such strong feelings about Trump and the trial that it's understandable that jurors feel intimidated.
Trump himself has violated a gag order that's supposed to keep him from disparaging anyone involved in that case. House Speaker Mike Johnson is working on a vote this weekend on 4 separate bills that could get billions to Israel and Ukraine. CBS's Nicole Killian.
Speaker Johnson is hoping to get all of this done by the weekend, so he will definitely need Democrats in order to do that, and that is why he is facing a lot of pushback from many within his own party.
Meantime, the U.S. has imposed new sanctions on Iran. Deputy U.N. Ambassador to the U.S., Robert Wood.
The United States announced sanctions this morning against several actors involved in Iran's unmanned aerial vehicle program, suppliers and customers of one of Iran's largest steel producers, and Iranian automobile companies with connections to the U.S.-designated Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and the Ministry of Defense and Armed Force Logistics. We anticipate that our allies and partners will soon be following with their own sanctions.
Israel's still considering a response to Iran, but could hold off till after Passover. Sioux Falls is back online today after widespread 911 call outages. Fire Chief Michael Gamlick.
Last night at 7:59 p.m., a significant downtime or outage of our 911 services in the area was confirmed. By 10:38 p.m. last night, services were restored to full capacity.
Outages were reported in 4 states. If you're looking for a new place to live, beware of ghosts.
Moving is a chore, and it's even more of a chore when your possessions start moving on their own.
Chairs and stuff, I think that's fine. Throwing knives, probably not.
We're talking about haunted houses, and right in the thick of rental season, there's a state law you might want to know about. The law says a broker doesn't need to tell you if a place is considered haunted. They're also not obligated to tell you if there's been some gruesome crime that happened there. But the catch is, they can't lie if you ask them about it.
That's WBZ reporter Hyel Schaffel.
Boldly go where no man has gone before.
The U.S. Enterprise has boldly gone back home. The model used in the opening credits of the original Star Trek TV series has been missing since the 70s, but the son of creator Gene Roddenberry says he's got it back and getting it restored. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
403 on WTOP on this April 18th, 2024. We've got a mix of clouds and sun this afternoon. We're at 77 in D.C. Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
I'm Ann Kramer. Our top local story this hour. Was it fiction or was it a plan to shoot up a local school? Local police believe that it was actually a plan. That's true regarding the writings of a Montgomery County High School student. WTOP's Mike Morillo says that student has now been arrested.
When police and the FBI were tipped off to what 18-year-old Andrea Ia, who goes by Alex, wrote in the 129-page Google document, they believed the words were closer to fact. The Rockville teen's writings about an Asian main character that is transgender who wanted to shoot up his school included elements that investigators believe are similar to Ia, who is a Wooten High School student. According to court documents, the character also talks about targeting either a high school or an elementary school to become famous or infamous. The Google document began with a line that said the details inside were fictional, but police with it were able to search the student's home and devices and uncovered Google searches into previous school shootings and bomb making, among other things. The investigation also revealed the teen was hospitalized twice for threatening to shoot up a school while also having suicidal thoughts. Ia has been charged with making a threat of mass violence. While it doesn't appear any weapons were found, documents did say he bought a BB gun online without his parents' knowledge earlier. Montgomery County Public Schools says the student has been learning virtually only since 2022. Security has been stepped up outside county schools, including Wooten. Mike Morillo, WTOP News.
404. Two children have been taken to a hospital after a school bus crash early today in Fairfax. WTOP's Nick Iannelli reports from the scene at the intersection of Braddock and Burke Station Roads.
There are deep tire tracks in the grass leading from the road to the DMV building and a big dent in the building where the school bus hit. Fairfax County Police say the school bus driver swerved and crashed after a second vehicle failed to yield. The bus driver and two kids were taken to the hospital, but they are expected to be okay. Some DMV customers, including Carol Ann Mariolo, showed up here confused about why the building had been closed.
I had an appointment. I came here and I just see that it's closed. I'm just glad to hear that nobody was seriously hurt. So that's more important than my appointment.
The driver of that second vehicle was given a ticket for failing to yield. In Fairfax County, Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
It's 4:05. Traffic continues to be an issue for those who used to use the Key Bridge in Baltimore to get from one point to another in that part of Maryland before the collapse of the bridge 3 weeks ago. State leaders said that more than 30,000 drivers used it every day, and now those drivers have had to find another way around since the collapse. WTOP's John Doman reports on how the drivers are actually adjusting.
The tunnels on I-95 and 895 in Baltimore were already busier than the Key Bridge, and as you can expect, there's even more traffic and longer delays to get through them now. Maryland State Highway says traffic along I-95's Fort McHenry Tunnel, which was already used by over 100,000 vehicles every day, is up about 11% since the crash. Adjacent to that, the 895 Harbor Tunnel is seeing traffic increases of 9%, but those tunnels are off limits for trucks that carry hazmat material, and that means those drivers have to go around the Baltimore Beltway instead. And so the stretch of 695 between I-70 and 95 has seen a 7% increase in truck traffic. John Dome in WTOP. News.
4:06, one day after WTOP reported on the possibility that the WNBA game this June featuring the Mystics and Indiana Fever might be moved because of some person named Caitlin Clark, the newest member of the Indiana Fever. We've learned that game will be moved to Capital One Arena. Now, Capital One Arena holds 20,000 fans when compared to the Entertainment and Sports Arena in Southeast D.C. where the Mystics usually play. That has about 4,000. Tickets for the June 7th game will go on sale next week. You can get more details at WTOP.com.
Chuck D of Public Enemy is visiting the Weinberg Center in Frederick. He joined WTOP Entertainment editor Jason Fraley ahead of tonight's Frederick Speaker Series.
I've been on Speaker Series since 1991, and I make sure that I'm able to get across the importance of arts and culture and how it brings human beings together for our similarities and knocks aside the differences. The arts and culture brings them all together, and that's what I speak about.
Chuck D says the Speaker Series is an extension of Public Enemy's socially conscious lyrics on songs like Fight the Power from Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing.
Spike Lee was able to make a statement, and he was looking for a soundtrack to his statement, hence the Fight the Power, that Elvis and John Wayne point was really kind of talking about, like, okay, this answers the people that are not on the wall. You know, most of my heroes don't appear on the stamp, nor are they on Sal's wall.
Tickets are still available for Chuck D tonight at the Weinberg Center in Frederick, Maryland. Jason Fraley, WTOP News.
Coming up in Money News here on WTOP.
A taco after the ball game?
I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather, 30 seconds.
The Nation's Gun Show at the Dulles Expo in Chantilly, Virginia, this weekend. 1,300 tables, over 2 miles of guns, knives, accessories, and more. Shop hundreds of expert dealers to get your best deals at low gun show prices. Concealed carry classes. The Nation's Gun Show at Dulles Expo. New hours, opening at 1 p.m. Friday until 8. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Advanced tickets, coupons, and more info at the Nation's.
GunShow.com. 408.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son. Traffic and weather together on the 8th. We go back to the traffic center. Dave Dildine.
We've got traffic jams on 95 in Maryland, northbound, heavy and slow from 200 past 216 out of Laurel. Near the rest area, state police still stopped with the box truck, blocking the center lanes. Traffic channeling around that slowly to the left and right on 95 northbound. Southbound traffic is backed up to 212. Following 95, southbound on the Interloop, it's stop and go through College Park toward Greenbelt. The crash consolidated near Kenilworth Avenue. It should be the right side that's blocked now. Outer Loop. In the rubbernecking backup, a crash between 202 and 50 along the right may have another one beyond 450, and then it comes down to onlooking with the lanes open across from the Interloop crash. Volume delays on the Beltway near the American Legion and Woodrow Wilson bridges, probably the heaviest rush hour of the week, but nothing blocking the way there on that part of 495. 270 northbound, slowdowns come in separate stretches. In Virginia on 95, southbound traffic is heavy and slow just south of Springfield toward Woodbridge. The bottleneck on the Occoquan River Bridge, Purple Heart Bridge, before 123. The right side is blocked. Total of three left lanes are getting by slowly southbound on the main line. In the district, the Whitehurst Freeway is open in Georgetown. Traffic still slow coming in on Foxhall Road and Canal Road. Better westbound off K Street, and now delay free on the 66 Potomac Freeway. Again, Whitehurst open. 395, 695, volume increasing, nothing blocking. Back in Maryland, southern Maryland, if you're leaving Prince Frederick on Route 4, delays because of an earlier car fire near Brooms Island Road. If you're looking for a carefree car ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson with 3 years free maintenance. Go to fitzmall.com for the no-haggle, no-hassle price. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Let's get our forecast now. 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
Comfortable temperatures for the evening and into the first part of the overnight before falling to the mid-40s to lower 50s by early tomorrow morning. We'll see scattered showers on your Friday, mostly cloudy skies, 65 to 70 for a daytime high. Saturday is going to be a windy day, gusts 20 to 30 miles per hour with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Sunday, partly cloudy, just around 60 degrees for a high temperature. Then we're back into the 70s Monday of next week. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
75 in Rockville, 78 in Ashburn. We have 79 in Fort Washington right now. And we're brought to you this afternoon by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months. No payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
Netflix is among after-hours gainers after reporting another 9.3 million new subscribers last quarter. A lot of that gain is residual from its crackdown on sharing passwords last year. Diabetes treatments turned popular weight loss drugs have another side effect, pregnancy. Bloomberg reports a surge in women who've suffered from infertility becoming pregnant after taking drugs like Ozempic, although there is so far little research. There's no shortage of Mexican food around the ballpark. Taqueria Sochi is opening at the Yards this summer. Its third D.C. location, joining El Bebe Tacos, Pink Taco, and Mission. The original Taqueria Sochi is on U Street. There's another downtown by Farragut Square. The Dow end of the day up 22 points. The S&P 500 down 11. The NASDAQ down 82 points. That was a 0.5% loss. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Marlowe Furniture's floor sample sale is on. Save up to 60% on all furniture, plus free delivery. It's a limited time event. For locations and hours, visit marlowefurniture.com.
And coming up on WTOP.
Doctors say a Make-A-Wish experience might be more than just a feel-good moment. I'm Matt Koufax.
412.
Prince George's County elected officials are rallying behind David Trone for Senate. Derek Leon Davis, former councilman.
I believe David Trone always approaches this job from the perspective of doing the right thing.
Denny Taveras, delegate,
He's provided opportunities for returning citizens before it became popular. He was someone who provided health insurance for same-sex couples before it was popular. He has a proven track record.
Crystal Oriotta, councilwoman.
He's someone that's honest in politics, which is rare. It is so important to have elected officials that are not afraid to go against insurance, big industry.
Not being bound by financial interest is a blessing. You can go out and fix problems.
We need somebody that can walk into different rooms and get things done.
I worked for 16 years here in Prince George's County. I'm voting for David Trone for Senate.
I'm David Trone, and I approve this message.
Paid for by David Trone for Maryland.
At Lowe's, save big every day when you buy in bulk. Save 10% on your choice of any 10 or more select Samsung major appliances. Plus, get an extra 5% off every day on eligible purchases when you use your Lowe's business credit card. Get low prices on the materials you need today, because Lowe's knows pros. Valid through 5/15. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. 5% offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions and terms apply. See store at Lowe's.com/credit for details. U.S. only.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Later this hour, if you're like most people, you might not be using those pennies and nickels anymore, or much anymore. How much of that change is actually ending up in the trash, and who's actually collecting it? More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Every year, over 300 businesses start right here in Prince William County.
And I'm one of them. I'm Dominic Shin with Copy Coffee. Our locations in Bristol and Dumfries serve specialty coffee and delicious sandwiches with the best customer service. Prince William County's Restore Retail Grant was a great resource for our business, and it gave us the opportunity to expand to a second location.
Go to pwcstartups.com to learn how our economic development team can help your business. That's pwcstartups.com.
You want the best for your family, especially when it comes to their safety. So don't settle for just any old forecast. You need 7 News First Alert Weather from WTOP. All the watches, all the warnings, every 10 minutes on the 8th. WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 4:15. I'm Sean Anderson.
I'm Ann Kramer. Thanks for joining us.
You know, fulfilling a child's Make-A-Wish experience isn't just a nice thing to do. In today's episode of Mad About Town, WTOP's Matt Koufax sits down with Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic medical advisor who says wishes can be medicine.
You're saying that there's actual science to back up that it helps these kids physically in their healing and recovery process, right?
Absolutely. Now, there's not a lot of it. It's something that we want to look at more.
Dr. Jeremy Edwards says two studies in particular back up the idea that fulfilling a wish can actually have positive medical outcomes. The first comes from a study done with Make-A-Wish in Israel.
That really looked at depressive symptoms, looked at emotional state of kids before and after wishes, and did show scientifically on validated scales that kids who had undergone a wish did have improvements in their well-being when you looked at multiple different factors.
The other, done right here in the U.S., uncovered something more.
And found that healthcare utilization post-wish was decreased for children that had had a wish when compared to kids who had not.
In addition to serving as the chapter medical advisor to Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic, Dr. Edwards is also an active duty Army colonel, working as a pediatric oncologist treating the children of military families. He says April's Operation Dreammaker campaign, which raises money to grant wishes for military kids with critical illnesses, hits home for him. He also adds that while he knows there's no substitute for real medicine at times,
what I do know is that I've seen kids who have been miserable because the things we do are really hard. And when you talk with them about their wish, or when they talk about their wish, their entire demeanor changes. And they are happy, they light up the room, they're able to get their therapy without us having to kind of cajole or force them into it, and it makes their stays easier.
Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
Well, to donate to Operation Dreammaker, go to WTOP.com/wishes.
We've got some sad news from the world of rock and roll. Allman Brothers band guitar legend Dickie Betts has died.
Lord, I was born and
duets wrote and sung the Allman Brothers Band biggest hit song, this one right here, Ramblin' Man. That was from 1973. He shared lead guitar duties with Duane Allman in the original band before Allman died in a motorcycle crash in 1971. Now, despite drug abuse and internal band dissension, Betts produced some of the band's most beloved work, his 7.5-minute instrumental, Jessica. It's considered one of the greatest pieces of guitar work in rock history. He wrote another Allman Brothers classic, such as Blue Sky and Southbound. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famer had been battling cancer for more than a year. Dickie Betts was 80.
Top stories we're working on for you right now on WTOP.
Well, was a local student just writing some fiction or truly threatening to attack a school? Investigators say they're not taking any chances about that.
Two jurors have been dismissed in the Trump hush money trial earlier today, but two others have now been added, as we just learned. Court is wrapping up for the day.
You want to keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead.
WTOP's traffic and weather together. Let's go to Dave Dildine in the traffic center.
In Virginia, 395 northbound, slower now, leaving Springfield. New crash reported north of Duke Street. Southbound, 95, very slow from Franconia, Springfield down to Woodbridge. The wreck remains on the Purple Heart Occoquan River Bridge, and the far right side remains off limits near 123. That's in the main lanes. Beltway, very slow, heading for the big Beltway bridges this afternoon, especially in the local lanes on the outer loop through Alexandria, but clogged on the inner, heading for the Legion. And westbound on 66, getting heavier by the minute out to Centerville and Manassas. In Maryland, major delays on I-95 northbound from 200, jammed through Laurel, past 216. Delays lead to police stopped with the rental truck in the center lanes. Center lanes blocked near the rest area on 95 northbound. Southbound traffic heavy and slow, stop and go from 200 and 212 to connect with the inner loop. The traffic jam from College Park to Greenbelt leads to the remains of the crash near Kenilworth Avenue. MDOT has that reported along the right side. So the left lane and a couple of left lanes should now be open at least, but very slowly getting by that. On the outer loop after 202, anything that remains of a minor crash should be on the right shoulder. MDOT did get the dump truck out of a lane near 450 and put on a narrow left shoulder. It's going to come down to rubbernecking beyond that on the outer loop across from the inner loop Kenilworth crash. 50 eastbound brief delays at the Severn River. DC freeways getting heavier, but with nothing blocking the way. Whitehurst freeway is open. Bridge inspection completed. It's National Donate Life Month. Did you know you can donate a kidney or a piece of your liver while alive? Get the facts about living donations. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Let's head over to the 7 News First Alert Weather Center, and Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson joins us now. Veronica, lots of sunshine today, but temperatures on different swings.
That is for sure, yeah. We've got lower 70s to the north of us and around 80 degrees just south of D.C. That is a big swing, and then we are going to be cooling down for tomorrow. So right now, we do have some scattered clouds across the area. And temperatures, again, range from 72, say, up in Largo to 81 in Stafford. Those clouds will be increasing late tonight as we get ready for the next weather maker. So enjoy your evening out. We'll see our temperatures dip down to the lower 70s, upper 60s late by 9, 10 o'clock. Going to be dry, and dry too to start your day tomorrow. About 45 to 52 degrees. It will be a mostly cloudy start to the morning. Could be some valley fog well off to the west. Our temperatures tomorrow afternoon, anywhere between 65 and 69 degrees. You're going out for lunch? Yeah, there could be some showers around the area. Pretty scattered anytime between 1 p.m. and 11 p.m. tomorrow. Not going to get a ton of rain. Again, just some scattered showers. But Saturday, as the system moves out of here, we'll see clearing skies. It's going to be breezy with wind gusts around 20 to 30 miles per hour. Your highs on Saturday in the lower 70s and 60s for Sunday as we have more clouds moving back in late. Right now it is 79 degrees in Lorton. Waldorf coming in at 74.
All right, Veronica, thanks. And we're brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Prevent costly water damage and protect your home's health with Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET.
It's 422.
Brighten your world with Meadows Farms during our blooming sale. Attention VIPs, enjoy a delightful 20% off all our in-stock azaleas, including the stunning encores, the vibrant roses featuring knockouts, rhododendrons, dogwoods, and more. Don't miss out on 20% discounts for our 4.5-inch premium annuals, all 1-gallon perennial creeping phlox, and all 1-gallon perennial dianthus. Discover more at meadowsfarms.com or visit any of our 17 family-owned Meadows Farms nurseries. Hurry, sale ends Wednesday. Come and plant a little happiness with us.
Something amazing is happening. This agency is experiencing a cyber attack, but no one is panicking. That's because CDW Government secured, optimized, and future-proofed their data with a Dell Technologies PowerStore solution. It increases cyber resiliency and improves end-to-end performance. For a secure, scalable solution that doesn't require more physical space, Dell Technologies and CDW Government make amazing happen. Find out more at cdwg.com/dellfederal.
This is WTOP News.
423.
So when was the last time you used coins to pay for something? In this era of Apple Pay and credit cards, change has become almost obsolete for many. $68 million worth of coins end up in the trash every year. Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Oyin Adedoyin joined us here on WTOP to explain how the money is picked out of the garbage.
WeWorld is a sustainable waste processing company, and so they get incinerated trash, you know, in the tons every single day. And they started to see that they were seeing more and more coins in the garbage. And so they created, you know, a coin recovery part of their operation just dedicated to washing, sorting, and then reprocessing all of the metals that they're finding, including all the coins that we throw away.
Well, the coins are then counted and redistributed into banks, putting those coins back into circulation.
There has been another near miss at an airport here in the U.S., and this time it happened early this morning in our area at Reagan National.
In a tense few seconds, one air traffic controller cleared a JetBlue flight to take off just moments after a different controller cleared a Southwest plane to cross over that same runway. The moment caught by liveATC.net when a controller yelled for the Southwest pilots to stop and to not cross in front of the JetBlue plane rolling down the runway.
Stop. We were cleared to cross runway 4.
The JetBlue plane got up to 34 miles an hour on its takeoff roll before slamming on the brakes. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Rob Woodfork here as we inch closer to the NFL draft and what the Commanders may do next week.
Yeah, and a little tight-lipped were Commanders General Manager Adam Peters and his assistant GM Lance Newmark addressing the media before the draft in Detroit. Now, Peters actually spent several minutes thanking people like it's an award ceremony, and it will be if they land a franchise quarterback with the second overall pick. Now, Washington had people scratching their heads over having four top quarterback prospects visit all at once this week, but Peters explained.